Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good morning, good morning, buenos dias, bonjour, como está va, ciao, hoy, guten morgen, and ni hao. I think I said all of them. Hi to everybody. Hello to you wherever you are in the world. This is officially my fourth show, and I am just so excited to be here again with you guys. As always, every week just gets better and better, and I'm learning more about you guys, and I hope you're learning more about me, and I'm just really super excited and happy today because we have a special show. And as you can see, you guys are probably wondering what's on my head. Today is December 8th, which is also my birthday. So I am entering into chapter 28 officially. Woof, woof, woof. 2 years, I'll be 30. Woo! So that's going to be super. That's going to be super fun and exciting. So yeah, I actually stole this. from my mom, a little birthday girl. There's a shot glass that goes here that somehow fell out before the show. But yeah, I was going to have people put some coins, in there because, you know, you can't drink on the job. So yeah, but I'm going to wear this for a little bit and I'll probably take it off again. Because the only thing about these things are, they're super cute and fun. Like, you know, you wear them on New Year's or Christmas or like the little St. Patrick's Day or Valentine's Day things. But then they like press right here. And after a while, I get a headache. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to take this off and get rid of it. But yes, today's December 8th. And I share my birthday with like amazing celebrities. So some of the celebrities I share my birthday with, the Sammy Davis Jr. and Nicki Minaj. There's somebody else I share my birthday with, Ian Summer Hill or something like that. But yeah, I was like, how cool. Nicki Minaj and Sammy Davis Jr. were born on this day. So I know more about Sammy Davis Jr. than I do Nicki Minaj, but it's still cool. And of course, I am a Sagittarius. So shout out to any other Sagittarius out there, or just actually any December baby. So if you have a birthday in December or you're a Sagittarius, like, please comment. Like, I want you guys to comment. Let me know. I'll give you a shout out too. And even if you don't have a birthday in December, but you just want to share when your birthday is or what your zodiac sign is, I love always, I'm not really into it, but I do love and enjoy like learning more about people's zodiac signs. And I'm like, do you think like your traits are like your, what your sign says? So just to have some fun. But yeah, I'm super excited, guys. I am super excited. We have a really great show today. We have a really fun show today, actually. So I was thinking, since it's my birthday, I wanted to do something different, right? I wanted to do something completely different, out of the norm, and make it like more fun. I know on here I talk about, you know, the latest topics and news of what's happening in the DFW Metroplex, but I really did want to do something different. So later I'm going to have, let's see, 4 guests on my show today. And so it's going to be my mom. So you guys get to see and meet my mom, and then Krista, which you guys have seen her already. I think the last two weeks, you guys got to like meet and learn more about Krista. And then also I'm bringing back my friend Nicole. And so we're going to play a little game later around like, I'll say 11:30-ish, 11:40-ish. We'll do a little game here and there called 28 Questions. And so Nicole's going to be hosting. It's going to be my mom against Krista. And she's going to be asking 28 questions. And we're going to have to, you know, see what I answer. So, yeah, see what I'm going to say and see if they get it right. How well, kind of like a how well do you know the birthday girl trivia. So stay tuned for that. I think that's going to be really exciting and really fun. So I'm super happy. I'm super happy to be here with you guys once again. And so again, if anybody is joining me who hasn't joined me before, I want to welcome you to my show. This is DFW News and Tings with your host, me, Jared Nicole, also the birthday girl. And by the way, if anybody is wanting to get me a gift or something like that, my gift is you guys go to Facebook page and please like and follow Texas Metro News and then sign up for our newsletter and all of that good stuff. That's what you guys can get me for my birthday. So I want you guys to go to our page and like it and follow it. And we cover stories in South Dallas and the surrounding areas. You know, we cover brown and black communities. We need to put our stories out there and let you guys know what's going on and what's happening out there. So I want you guys to go there and you can learn more about us. We also have some other great shows during the week. So you guys can go on there, learn more about that and check us out. Yesterday we had Ashley's show, my coworker Ashley Moss. She's great. She's fantastic. She does a show every Monday called In the Middle with Ashley Moss. And I tuned in yesterday and she had some amazing guests on her show. And then my other coworker, Marva, who I love on Fridays, she has from Marva with Love. So those are two shows out of the many that we have that you guys can check out and get to know them and find out what's all around the community. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to check that out. So I wanted to go on a little quick break and play a special song since it is my birthday, and then I will be right back.
There is a signal
you guys. That was Very Superstitious by Stevie Wonder. I love that song. It's just the thing about old school music. It's just, it doesn't matter how old the song is. When you hear it, you just want to dance. You just want to groove. And the way Superstitious that thing did, it just, it's hard to like sit still when you hear music like that. It's just so hard. Like, oh my gosh. But I am just, again, so grateful and happy to be here. Cried happy tears earlier because I'm getting so many people pouring out so much love and sending me messages and calls. So my phone, by the way, might go off because somebody might call me to wish me a happy birthday on the show. And so I appreciate you guys tuning in today and joining me because we are seriously going to have some fun. So you guys, it's holiday season. And so whether you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, I want to hear from you guys and y'all let me know, like, what are some of your favorite holiday traditions? So just to share with you a little bit about mine for Christmas, what I loved is growing up, my dad and mom, they would always take us to go see Christmas lights. And my mom would make these little mushroom popcorn balls. So it'd be like she'd pop popcorn and then get like some marshmallows and kind of melt them and like roll them into this ball. And we would like have that. And then she'd make some hot chocolate with marshmallows. And then we would ride around Grapevine and South Lake and Colleyville and like see all of these wonderful, beautiful, like ginormous houses with like Christmas lights and decorations all in their yards. And I just absolutely loved it. That's one of my favorite holiday traditions, honestly. It was just such a good time. And then one of our other favorite traditions that my family, we always do is, so we have like a designated Christmas movie. I don't know if you guys have a designated Christmas movie, but yeah, we have a designated Christmas movie, which is Jingle All the Way. And if you guys haven't seen it, you guys need to watch it because it's hilarious. It's one of our favorites. And we watch it, me, my mom, my dad, and my brother, we watch it every single year together. So that's always something like really fun that we look forward to. A tradition that I would love to have done is like the typical like build a snowman and like snowball fights and all that stuff. But we live in Texas and it hardly ever snows, it ices. And then when it does, you guys know if you're originally from Texas and you're watching, as soon as like snow happens and all of that stuff, we are like freaking out, school shut down, people don't know how to act. People don't know how to act and like, oh gosh, it just gets crazy. The roads get crazy and all of that stuff. But yeah, I really love Christmas for sure. It is definitely my favorite holiday because I just feel like everybody's in such a, everybody is in such like a great mood and things of that nature. So it's just honestly, amazing. So yeah, so we're going to take another quick break really fast and I'm going to let you guys listen to another jam and then we will come right back.
We'll be right back.
Again, I want you guys to tell me what your favorite Christmas traditions are. Like I was saying earlier, I just have so many wonderful memories from when I was so many wonderful memories when I need my desk to see it.
Okay.
Let me just log.
I just want you to log into your own StreamYard instead of doing text messages or news. I want you to do
my
your
I just need to figure out how to log show out, and then I can.
No, you need to just open up a new page. Open up a new page.
Okay.
Open up a new page. Put StreamYard in there. And click on StreamYard. Okay. Now log
account. Right.
You want to log out.
Okay, yeah, you log out, right?
Yeah, uh-huh, and then log in. Just log in.
Okay.
Do your login. All right, guys. Here we are. We are working on a couple of things, and she'll be up and live in just a minute. So y'all just hang in there with us. You know what? Christmas is on its way. It's going to be here before we know it, and I'm not ready. I'm going to just tell you that now. I am not ready. I am not ready, but I'm going to get ready, and we just want to know about what are you going to do to get ready, if you're ready or not. All right? So, good to go.
All righty, you guys. Hi, how is everybody today? I hope everybody is well. So let me start off with my favorite intro. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Buenos dias, bonjour, como se va, ciao, good morning, ni hao, and oi. I keep trying to add another language as the show goes on. And I am just so excited to be here with you guys. I know y'all are looking at me and wondering, what is that on the top of her head? Well, today is December 8th, and it is my birthday. So my mom gave me this cute little, I guess you could say, crown to wear on my head. It comes with a little shot glass. it comes with a little shot glass in here, but it fell out. So it fell out somewhere. But yeah, I was going to have people put some coins or some change in there. But I'm just so excited, guys. Like, what are the odds that I get to do a show that falls on my birthday? So that's really exciting. So today's December 8th. Today is National Brownie Day. So if you guys are looking for a reason to stuff your flipping face, go to a shop that sells brownie or some kind of dessert. So that'll be good. And today's also a Time Traveler's Day. So I'm curious to know, let me know in the comments, like, if you guys could travel back to a decade or any time in the world, like in the past, or maybe even in the future, like, What year would it be? Let me know in the comments. I'm also excited because December 8th, the team Sagittarius, number one. So if anybody who's watching is a Sagittarius, please let me know. Let me know. I want to give you guys a shout out. Or if anybody else has a birthday in December, let me know. Because I would love to know what when your birthday is and what day it is and how far apart we are. Something really cool, just a fun fact, I share my birthday with the Sammy Davis Jr., so that's awesome. And I also share my birthday with Nicki Minaj. So I don't know that much about Nicki Minaj, but I do love Sammy Davis Jr. for sure, the Rat Pack. Oh my gosh, yes. If I was alive during that time, I would literally go to all of their concerts. But yeah, I am just so excited and happy to be here with you guys. We've got a really great and special show today. So I am going to do like a little fun game. We're going to go to break in just a few moments. And then when we get back from break, I'm going to do this really fun game. You guys are going to get to meet my mom, and you guys already know Krista. Sometimes I feel like she hosts this show with me because I've had her on so much, literally. I'm pretty sure every Monday night she's just waiting for the text to be like, hey, I need you on my show again. And she's just like, yep, let's do it. So, and then you guys are going to get to see Nicole again. So I'm excited about that. I love them all. I'm so grateful and just so thankful to have all three of them in my life. And this game is going to be 28 questions. So we're going to see how well my mom, how well she knows me, the woman who carried me for 9 months, and Krista, who has known me since the sandbox, that's like our thing that we always say, since 5 years old, how well she knows me. So Nicole's going to be the hostess, and she's going to ask us all questions, and we're going to write them down and turn it over and see, like, if they say the same answers that I say. So I'm really excited about that. And then right after that game, we're going to have the Freddie Asamoah come on, and he's going to talk to us about millennials and entrepreneurship, which I think is a very big and important subject, because these days, from what I'm seeing, is so many people are owning their own businesses. They're choosing to, you know, opt out of going to college, and they're like, hey, I have this idea for a startup and I want to go for it and I'm going to do it. And I think that's so admirable. And he owns his own business. So I'm going to let you guys talk to him a little bit more about that. And I think this show is going to be really fun and you guys are going to enjoy it. So I'm going to play a little jam or song for you guys, and stay tuned after the break, because I'm going to bring them on for that, and we're going to have some fun with these questions. So let me choose a little jam for you guys to listen to, and we'll be right back after the break with my mom, Krista, and Nicole, and then Freddie following right after that. Woo, woo! What is my jam for today? So, and ignore the little grooving dance.
The bag has its roots in music. And
didn't want you guys to hear that.
Just
Okay, guys, hold on 1 second. Okay.
I'm Taraji P. Henson, host of Jack.
The thing is, that's on. Now I can't do that. Because, like, I have my guests, and they're already told their. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's. Gosh. This is.
Can you go to the Texas Watching News Facebook page? I just want to confirm that Felicia's actually streaming live. She can see her live.
Because she was like, I don't see you. I see some lady talking on here. So did no one.
Well, we hadn't had that problem before, which is really strange because Felicia usually uploads her own. It's a pre-recorded show anyway.
Okay, guys, it's just us on here. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, as y'all can see, because I guess somebody tried to go on my show at the same time as me. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to handle this. But I'm going to try to go on my Facebook and go live from there. So just bear with me, you guys. Nicole, tell Freddie to bear with me. Hopefully this gives him more time. I was trying to go to Cheryl's and log out. That's all okay. Let me just see if I log in mine, if it'll, let me, oh, yeah, I will definitely do that the next time. Let's like do not.
Okay, so you know you're still. Going live on
Blog Talk, so you need to be talking. Oh, okay. Hey, guys. Sorry, I am still here. I'm still here, you guys. Just we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, so just bear with me. I'm going to just go ahead and play another song for you guys. So just give me 1 second. Why is this big? Uh,
Oh my gosh, what's happening now?
Go to the studio.
We'll just play Boogie Down.
Yeah.
Just keep that going. Okay. I'm going to go live now because I'm going to be like, on my, yeah, just on my protected family members and stuff like that on there. And they probably go live.
I can't be what I want to, and all I need is to get my booty down. I can be what I want to, and all I need is to get my booty down.
Day, and it's also National like Time Travelers Day, which I thought was interesting. So let me know in the comments if there's anything that you guys like, any decade I'd say, or year in the past or future that you would want to travel to. Let me know. Also, if you have a birthday today, or if you're a Sagittarius, or your birthday is in December, please let me know in the comments. I want to give you a shout out and wish you a happy birthday. I am just so happy to be here again with you guys.
I'm here every Tuesday, and I'm just so thankful. This is chapter 28 of my life, and I know I don't look it. Just had to throw that in there. Black don't crack. I just had to throw that in there too. But yes, I am just really on a serious note, you guys. I am so grateful and thankful that I am here today, because honestly, this year has just been really tough for all of us, and a lot of people, to be honest, they didn't make it to see their birthday. They're not here with us for the holidays, which is just heartbreaking and really, really sad. Oh gosh, it's so sad. And so, but I am here. I'm grateful to God. I am loving the woman that I am becoming, and I'm looking forward to my future and everything that is, that God has in store for me, and what's going to happen in my future. I am excited to, I'm excited about that. So just a little bit about me. I work for Texas Metro News as a news reporter. And so what you guys can give me for my birthday is I want you guys to go to the Texas Metro News Facebook page, like, follow, all of that good stuff, and let your friends know about it. We basically cover local stories within South Dallas and other surrounding areas. I'd say the DFW area, and we cover brown and black communities because we need people to know the things that are happening within our communities and what we can do to help and how we can make a difference in the city. So I am going to go on a quick little break, you guys. I'm going to play my myself a little song since it is my birthday. And then right after the little break, I'm going to bring my mom and Kristen Nicole back, and we're going to get started with the game. And then after that, I have a very special guest coming on, Freddie Asamoah. He owns his own business called Top Media Consulting, and we're going to talk about millennials and entrepreneurship. So again, thank you guys for tuning in, and let's hear some Stevie. And then after Stevie, like I said, after the break, we'll be back and for the game. And you guys, also, I just want to say this before we start the game. I'd love for y'all to participate or engage, so do not hesitate to post a comment, or if they say a question that you want to, you think you want to guess or know the answer, comment. I want to interact with you guys on here, right? This is a TV show, and as you can see, I'm not shy. So I don't want you guys to be shy either. So get up and let's get going. So let's hear some moves, some music, and then you're going to see some of my moves. So I know you guys are like, do we really want to see that? But let's get it going, you guys. So give me just a second to play some good old Stevie. I bet you guys guess what song is doing. Oh my gosh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
Them talking over me now, can we? So let me bring on Nicole Asamoah first. Ah, hey girl. I can't hear you. Yeah, I can't hear you. I added you to the screen, but I cannot hear you, girlfriend. Is it on?
It's on.
Okay, that was me. That was me. Okay, she's on there. So that was me. Sorry, guys, for that if you guys couldn't hear her. Next, I'm going to bring out Krista Marie. Is she ready? Let's see. Boom! Hey.
The winner's here.
Oh, did you get that? She's here. Last but not least, I have to bring on my lovely mother, who basically does not look like my mother. She looks like my sister, the yes. fabulous Yolanda Michael.
Oh, my house. God.
So thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry about the little mix-up and the beginning that we had with technical difficulties. So I had to actually stream live from my personal Facebook page. then I'm going to have to go back and upload it to Texas Metro News. So, yeah, but that's okay. I'm just really glad that you guys are here. So, again, I have my mom, Krista, and Nicole. Nicole is our hostess, and this is 28 questions. So, what I have here is, and my hope you got, I hope you got a piece of paper to write down your answers.
Yes.
Okay, you do? Okay, Krista, you got yours? Okay, just want to check before we get started. And Nicole has all of the questions. So, Nicole, what's going to happen is Nicole's going to read off a question, and then I'm going to write my answer. Krista will write her answer, and my mom will write her answer on there. And we have to see if they're right, if they put what I put. So, Nicole, whenever you are ready. Oh, and also before I say that, before we get started, anybody who's tuning in right now, if you want to play, if you want to take a guess, because some of the questions are multiple choice, please comment on this video and say what you think so you guys can play too. So just wanted to throw that out there. So, okay, Nicole. Oh, yay.
All right. Okay. So let's start with number one. If Jaira could interview a celebrity, name one celebrity she would interview.
Jeez. I have my answer.
I'm ready. All right. You ready, Krista? Final answer. Yeah, I know it's gonna just anyway. It's gonna make sense. I know.
Okay, let's see it.
Well, mine. What are we doing? Because it's gonna come out backwards, isn't it?
We'll do it on three. Yeah, I can see. Oh, okay. Oh. Ready? And can you guys see my
Oprah? Mom.
Why did I write that?
Mom, what did you put? Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a good.
Oh, yeah.
Both of
I was about to write
Oprah,
which is my
track.
Then I write.
See, we should have got some multiple choices for that one.
Yeah.
Because the 1920s era is her favorite era. So I didn't want. It's all right.
Honestly,
okay.
Blood, but those were both good.
So did anyone get a point?
Absolutely not.
Regulate, Nicole, regulate. Don't let any of them cheat.
Why am I Oprah, though?
The next question. We're gonna ask, what is Jaira's favorite Christmas movie? And we have options. So we have for A, Elf, B, It's a Wonderful Life, C, The Santa Claus, and D, Jingle All the Way.
All right, you want an answer?
Okay,
one, ready?
One, two, three.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Hey.
All
right. Okay, everybody. Okay. This next question, I think we all know. So, what is one thing that Jaira does not want in any of her beverages or drinks?
Got it. We should have a timer.
Yeah, I know. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yay! Everybody got that one. Everyone knows to make fun of me because I always am like, yeah, would you like to drink? Eliminate, no ice. And then I'm that person that if you put ice in it, I'm sending it back. I just don't want ice.
Okay, so moving on to question number four. Jaira is bilingual. She speaks English and Spanish and is currently learning French. What two languages does Jaira want to learn next? I think I know.
You think you know, Nicole?
Are there any options?
No.
Well, the options when you know the answer. I feel like because of the anyway, you know,
no.
The bird.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
And
That's a German.
Okay, we have to hold ours up at the same time. Y'all don't worry. It was Christmas.
That's a good one. Can you tell me when you introduce me?
Mom, what are you doing?
I'm not doing it. I'm ready. No.
She definitely
never wins.
Okay, so you say one, two, three, and we all hold it up at the same time so they don't try to.
Okay, so question number five. If Jaira was not a journalist and money was not an object, what job would she have?
If you guys don't get this one, I'm hurt.
There you go. You already know I don't like when people say they look like other people. So
But I
just guess if you had.
But I don't even know. What do you? Looks like somebody.
I'm writing.
Because this is gonna make you laugh. She's not even gonna be right.
I get these two the most out of everybody, but the first one that I wrote, I always write.
Okay, so. I'm ready.
You ready, Krista?
Yeah, you know.
All right, let's see.
So I have one that's a joke. One's a joke.
Okay, ready?
Dang, you're right.
Second good, I'll take it. But I know.
I lose. I have to explain this one.
So if you guys
Everyone thinks you look like me.
A lot of people
say
it looks like Tia Tamara.
Really?
I get it.
Not really, but it's a joke. I put it as a joke.
And back to what I was saying. So a lot of people think I look like Tia and Tamara. I get that.
Yeah,
strangers will come up and like, you know what you remind me of her favor? Tia and Tamara. And I'm like, really? I don't really see it. But a lot of people say that. And then the other one is Kristen Atkins. So if people don't know who she is, she's from Half and Half. That silly movie, The Paranormal Activity with Marlon Wayans. I get her too a lot. And I just want to take a moment to talk to some people are giving me a shout out right now. So shout out to Anna Grace Fleet. She said thank you for the work you do. Thank you for tuning in. Latanya, my second mom in New Orleans, my favorite reporter anchor. Shout out to you. Oh my God, I have my cousins on here. Jamil said Yolanda on social media. Is it the rapture? Jamil King. Oh, my God. She said Yolanda's on social media since the rapture. Jazzy says happy birthday. Tasha and my cousin Latoya. And then Crystal. Oh, my God. You guys are so amazing. Thank you guys for giving me the shout-out. Okay, Nicole, back to the question.
All right. So question number 9. If Jared could live any sitcom, what sitcom would she live in? Grease Company, A Different World, Good Time, Friends, or I Love Lucy.
We don't know this one, though.
And then
I don't know if you guys will get this one, honestly.
I think.
I really hope you don't go to left field. We have said that about now. You know we don't want three companies.
I got it.
Okay, y'all ready?
What it is. What if they do some?
Let's see.
I don't want to change it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Grease Company, yay!
What did you put?
It's just a
little. Oh,
no. You're literally, you are your favorite.
I would love all of those, but out of all of them, Grease Company. I love Grease Company.
You know you just like, you know the character. You want to tell the name. Whitley. You are Whitley. You're my Whitley. And I'm the other one. That's older and like, Jyra, stop. You're the one that's like, wait, is it like it, Jyra? Jyra.
Okay, next one.
Okay, so question number 10. If Jyra were to perform in a circus, what would she be? A tightrope walker, an acrobat, or a trapeze artist?
I got mine.
All right, I'm saying.
Ready?
Let's go. Yeah.
they know me on this one, so.
I go love it.
Okay, so question number 12. What is Jyra's favorite destination that she has been to? Brazil, the DR, Italy, or Jamaica? You guys ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, no.
What did you put?
Right, Jyra.
The Dominican Republic.
No, it isn't. That's a good second.
would Jaira rather be Batwoman, Catwoman, or Wonder Woman?
Hmm. That's a good question. Got it. This for me is going to be one of the first one that comes to my mind. Is right now. Ready?
Ready?
Yeah. Yes, we got it. No, Wonder Woman. Yes. That's my worst asshole. Catwoman.
I love all black. I think Catwoman is all black. Hot and sexy, but I think Catwoman is the sexiest. Like,
she is.
She is Wonder Woman, though. So I understand. I get it. Get right. So dumb.
So question number 14. If Jaira can name one of her children after a month of the year, which month would she choose?
That's a good one.
I'm coming with these questions.
Mom, we got. Remember, I still have Freddie to come on as my guest, so we can't.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We can't do this for like 3 hours.
We already have technical difficulties.
Yeah, I know. Everything got behind schedule, but that's right, guys.
All right, Freddie. Let's see.
Got it! As a kid, I wanted to name my daughter July. I have no reason. I don't know why, but I always thought that would be a cute name.
Cool. Okay. Question number 15. If Jaira were to open her own business, would she open a nightclub, a restaurant, a skating rink, or a boutique?
We all know this.
There's really two answers because they're both like equal. Can I write both?
Really?
And if they get one?
Yes, write both so we both get it. It'll end up doing.
I
don't know which one.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Yep, okay. Katie Brick and Nightclub. Yep.
Okay. Aaron's going to be running the power.
Okay.
Okay, so question number 16. If Jaira could be any game show, which game show would she be on? Jeopardy, Let's Make a Deal, Match Game, What's My Line?
Crystal, why are you laughing?
This reminds me of playing that game. What's it called?
Everybody who's watching, make a guess. What do you guys think on the multiple choice ones? Comment. Y'all ready?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. And no! What's my line?
Jaira,
I watched that show on YouTube for fun, y'all. Mom, I talk about my
Jaira could have a seasonal park membership to any any amusement theme park in the world, what theme park would she choose?
Let me just say something. something real quick. So for those of you, because I see I got some new people tuning in, for those of you who are tuning in, we're playing this game called 28 Questions since it is December 8th and it is my birthday. And Nicole's our hostess, and it's my best friend Krista against my mom, and they're trying to get what my answer would be, and Krista is losing.
But that's okay. I'm a winner. That's all that matters. You're a winner, but you're losing right now, Chris.
For now.
For now.
I'm really far behind. All right. I think we should answer this one, but let's see. So question 23, what is the name of the move that made Jairus famous at Country Day for his third grade talent show?
What is third grade? Wow.
Third grade, yeah. That was like...
That's crazy.
They got that.
We got that one, but that doesn't help me because she got it, right?
Anybody
I love this.
Watch this video?
You guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
24. Who are Jairus' favorite comedic duo? Lucy and Ethel, Martin and Lewis, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, the Wayne brothers?
I
don't think they'll get this one, Nicole, to be honest. I really don't think
they'll
get this one. We'll
all say it on the count of three.
You guys ready? Yes. All right. Oh, hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Mom, we can't see yours. You're not holding it up.
Yeah. I thought stars would add another.
Right. Another level, Jaira. Okay. So our last and final question. What project did Jaira start this year and plans to grow and work on next year and the years to come?
I think y'all should get this one. I think.
Oh, wait. The thing is the...
What was the question? What project did Jaira start this year and plans to grow and work on next year and the years to come?
Is it maybe? Yep.
All right, we ready?
Ready?
Yep.
Ready. Oh!
show and talk to you guys. life and meet people and learn about people and all of that stuff. I'm super excited, and I'm, of course, grateful to where Nicole, where you're going to end up and where you're heading, and Christo, you already know where you're heading and what you're doing, and then Mom, I'm just so grateful and glad that God blessed me with you guys, because you and Dad, because y'all always, like, you know, and I'm going to get so emotional, but I'm really grateful to have the parents that I have, because they really gave me the best of everything, and I feel so fortunate and lucky to, like, grow up how I have, and, like, I've learned so much. I've lived both worlds. I went to majority white school, and then I got the HBCU experience, and, like, one of the things is, like, if I wanted to do something, my parents never told me no. You know what I mean? And oh my God, Ashford's calling me right now. Let me answer while it's on the show. Hey, you are live on my show right now. Hello. You're live on the show. Say hello to my fans. I'm actually talking right now to my mom, Krista. Nicole, you interrupted me crying, giving a crying speech. I'm crying. Because I'm happy. Everybody is giving me so much love and support. What are you talking about? It's going great. So I'm getting to bring Freddie on. Freddie, ready? We're going to talk about millennials. Millennials and entrepreneurship. After the break, so I'm just getting ready to say goodbye to them. I'm gonna have to say goodbye to you. Call you back. Because I'm on the show. He said, "All right, talk to you later." Bye. All right, but yeah, I am just I'm really thankful to have you guys, and it really means a lot. So everybody who's watching, make sure you have a strong support system. Seriously. Oh, I have a tear streak. Yuck, I'm going to fix that while we're on break. But here, and I also want to give a shout out to four other special women in my life who also really helped. I don't know if they're watching, but I'm grateful for them. So Latanya Norton and Nancy Parker, who passed away tragically in a plane crash recently, and then Ms. Hope Onkelade and Cheryl Kennedy Heidel. Those women, when I was in New Orleans, they really pushed me to follow my journalism reporting, and they're like, girl, you have it, you know, keep doing it. And after college, I kind of gave up on it, and I was just kind of like, I'll just see what else is out there. And so for Cheryl to give me this opportunity to come back, and then I called LaTanya, and I was like, second mommy, like, I need advice. My heart's still in journalism, and I don't know what to do. And she was like, you know, this is your calling. And I believe everybody has a calling, right? There's a difference between just having a job that you do versus having a calling. When you're called to do something, I believe it's like God placed you there. That's where you meant to be. And the reason why you can't let go of that dream and keep pushing is because you were called to do it. And I tried to ignore not wanting to do journalism, not wanting to be a reporter, and it still was always in the back of my mind. So I don't know if you guys, if you don't have had a different experience or something like that, or you have a business that you want to start or something like that, and you're just like, you let it go, but then it's always in the back of your mind. I really believe that that means that you are called to do it. There's a reason that God is like, hey, I put this here, and I'm not, you know, letting this go go from you. So I am just really grateful that you guys are here tuning in, and so I'm going to say goodbye, go to break, and then I'm going to bring off Freddie, by the way, which is Nicole's husband, so that's awesome. So, yeah, bye, guys. I'll see y'all later. I might have y'all on again next year. time, and I'll have my mom on again at some point in time for sure, too. So, yeah. Bye, guys. Thank you so
much.
All right, guys. So, for all of you who just tuned in, sorry, I got a little emotional. Everybody who knows me knows I'm super sensitive, and they'll also say dramatic. Yeah, a lot of people would say that, so I got teary-eyed. I'm just so really grateful and thankful to be here to make it to 28, because like I said earlier, I don't know if you're just now tuning in, but I just feel overwhelmed, like, you know, crying happy tears, so happy and grateful, because this year has just been so tough, and so many people didn't get to make it to see their birthday. They won't be here with us on Thanksgiving or Christmas or even going into the new year. So it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just been tough, but I'm so here and I'm so excited. So I am going to play a little bit. We're going to switch it up. I know I've been playing some old school music, but let's get some Afro beats in there. First off, my boyfriend, and then like Nicole and Freddie and all of my little, I guess you could say African friends, have been putting me up to some songs lately. So like, I'm going to play one of my favorites, Time to Party by Flavor, and y'all dance with me wherever you are, at home, in a chair, like I said, in the bathroom, dance. This is literally my jam. I did a clogging dance to this.
That's all you need.
And there's always the advertisement on YouTube. Do y'all remember back in the day when, I know Gen Z won't, but when there were no ads on flipping YouTube, God, those were the days.
Thank you.
Having positions are already occupied, and applicants who want to get those positions, there's even more applicants who are getting prepared to apply for those positions. So the competition, for me, is what really is driving the entrepreneurship spirit into the millennials right now.
That's a really good point, because I think people generally underestimate like how much the economy plays a role in why people do that. And you know, think about with COVID, like, and everything that happened, I can't tell you the amount of people I saw who were on social media announcing they're starting this new business, or they decided to leave their corporate job, or not even if they left because of COVID, they got laid off or furloughed or something like that, and they dove into opening up a small business, which I find really amazing and admirable. So I want to know, like, from you, your perspective, like, what made you decide you wanted to be an entrepreneur and open your own business versus, since you do digital marketing versus, like, working for a typical agency or digital marketing firm? What made you, make that decision?
Right. Okay. So just to remind people, our company is topmediaconsulting.com. You can go, you can check us out, you can leave us a review, you can definitely go out there and you'll find something for you. But yeah, coming back to your questions, what made me go into that specific alley? Honestly, it's clear that when I was growing up, I had no idea that I would end up here. I went to school for pharmacy. So all my educational background is based around science and biology, chemistry, and all of that. But when I got to college, a series of events, that's personally for me, a series of events made me kind of change course, kind of with things. I did have a background in e-commerce, back in my college day in the UK. I used to be heavily on eBay, selling and buying things, and that never really left me, When I came here in the U.S., I kind of carried on